Hello and welcome to this episode of Between the Studs. I'm your host, Mark. Today I'm joined by Daniel and Garrett.
What's up?
And the theme of this podcast is going to be dialing back our time machine to the year 2004, because that's conveniently 20 years ago now. You guys feeling old yet, or is it just me?
Wow.
We should go on like eBay and find some of those old like New Year's glasses where the
zeros.
We need those for like every year.
Those are good.
They can't be expensive.
All of them are bad after 2010.
It doesn't line up quite so well. Yeah, you're right. But
you mean Zolo?
Yeah.
But 2004 was an interesting year. I usually like go on Wikipedia and see what happened in the year. A lot of crazy stuff happened. Okay. Some things we can talk about without getting demonetized are. Facebook launched in 2004, which is pretty crazy. It was eventually changed to Facebook, and it was originally just for Harvard students.
So I didn't know that.
Kind of elitist of them. Anyway, moving on. We also had a bunch of great sequels in media. So you had Shrek 2, Spider-Man 2, and Halo 2 all dropping in 2004. So what a time to be alive.
Probably no original content.
I mean,
no original content. No, none of that. Actually, The Incredibles did come out, too.
Oh, yeah!
That's a good one.
I love The Incredibles.
Now we're talking.
Some good stuff to be watching on the television or playing on video games. But
can you imagine if we'd gotten Lego Incredibles sets in 2004, what those would have looked like?
They would have been crazier than the Jack Stone figures that we got. So like previous time travel episodes, we're talking about the sets we plan on bringing back to the present because they're hard to find or valuable or nostalgic to us. So I'll probably start because that kind of works the best for the order. But interestingly, 2004 wasn't a terrific year for Lego. This is kind of like the beginning of the end of the bad times for them. Mm-hmm. After this, they started kind of getting their stuff together. Sorry, that's a complicated statement there. But Lego, this 2001 through 4 are widely regarded as pretty bad years for Lego financially, design, whatever you want to...
Depending on who you ask.
Yeah, depending on perspective. Yeah. We all grew up during this time, so I think we're all nostalgic for a lot of this stuff. But I'll start with this one that I've got on the table over here. It's set 4501, the Mos Eisley Cantina. And this is a, is this the first version of this that we got? Or was this one of the second or more?
Yeah,
I'm not even sure.
It should have been the first one.
Yeah.
This is
there's
pretty early.
There's a smaller version, but...
Yeah. I think this is the first cantina that we got. I mean, correct us if we're wrong, all the Star Wars experts watching this. But I think this is actually a really great set. Mm-hmm. This is a Star Wars set that I wish I had gotten. It was pretty affordable back then at $30, and it had 193 parts. It wasn't actually the best price per parts ratio back then, but there's a couple things that I think really set this apart. There's a lot of sand colored pieces.
There are.
You got sand green, you got sand blue, and sand red.
Look at that, like the big three of sand. Yeah. We just need some purple here in this sand.
A purple minifig would have sealed the deal on this one, but, the sand colors are awesome. You've also got a really special figure here in Greedo. I think this is probably the first time we've seen Greedo in minifigure form. I could be wrong. 2004 was pretty early. And he's also, I think he's the second or third. I think he's the second figure with arm printing.
Yep.
Because Boba Fett, the Cloud City version, just a little while before this, would have been the first. So a couple really nice things about this set. I would definitely get it for $30 and bring a couple back to the present, especially for that sand red. Now, this is actually a very expensive set. It's around $300 for this certified one here, and sometimes more if it's sealed. So would you guys choose to get any Star Wars on your journey back to 2004?
I like this one a lot. I mean, it's got a lot going for it. I mean, we've talked about, you know, some rarer colors first, but there's good minifigures. You've got a great animal with that first Dewback there as well. So this is just great. I think it's almost a direct color swap of that first Luke's Landspeeder, but for this this crazy sand red color, which they never did again.
No, that was it. They went to tan and nougat after that.
Yeah, now they're doing nougat. So.
Yeah.
What do you think? Good stuff in this one.
I mean, just for the sand, those big sand red pieces, I would get it just for that. But, I mean, this is kind of a perfect, like, Mos Eisley Cantina. What more do you need than a Dewback, a Landspeeder, and Han Solo shooting Greedo?
Exactly. That's all
you need for a cantina.
You need Ponda Baba and what's the other guy? Doctor something.
You need all 20 characters that only appeared for 10 frames each
Doctor
in the original
episode?
Movie. Yeah, no. Yeah. All the other figures.
And,
you need the bartender who's
I don't like
towards
you.
Droids. He's a droidist.
He doesn't like you either. I'll be careful. You'll be dead!
Yeah, I'd pick up a couple of these. They're it's a good set.
All right. Well, yeah, I think this is great. I'm happy we had one in the store we could show off to you guys, so that's fun. But I actually had a good set. You both wanted it. How cool is that?
That's a first in a while.
I know, because usually we get the bad ones out of the way first.
Last time it was like
let's
tiny
just go ahead and break. Let's go ahead and break that streak. I'm going to go ahead and kick it off with X-Pods. If you had X-Pods, you love X-Pods. If you didn't have X-Pods, you don't like X-Pods.
They're the stupidest things ever, unless you had them.
The only redeeming quality about them is the nostalgia factor. They had about 50 parts each, and I think that was including the pod they came in.
Yeah, the three pieces.
Which was three parts there. You really can't find any of these individually new. At least the green one was the one I checked, because that was my favorite one out of this first series. It was just like a cool robot mech suit looking thing. Mm-hmm. They were about $3.50 a piece when you would buy them individually. This is like the super combo pack, which apparently has the exclusive black and orange. No, X-Pod and playoff game board.
Yeah, I think that was exclusive.
This black and orange, which I think you could actually build the same as the green one. I think it was just a color swap.
But yeah.
This box is a little worse for wear, but the contents inside are still good. They're all new.
Yeah.
So. I don't know. I had a soft spot for X-Pods. I think I had pretty much all of them. You could get these little, like, fabric straps, and, like, you could thread it through all the X-Pods and, like, hang them on your wall.
Oh, no, that's cool.
I told you about that.
Yeah. I was big into it.
What about you, Garrett? Did you have X-Pods?
I love X-Pods. Mm-hmm. They're so cool. I had a couple of them growing up, and honestly, like, the builds were cool. I just loved these big pod pieces to, like, store things in or, like, throw them at Bionicles. I mean,
I was gonna say, is it safe to say that X-Pods were like the Bionicle for system fans?
Kind of, it, like, to a degree.
You got the canister.
But we'll get into that in a little bit.
Okay. All right.
But these were a good supplement for when you didn't have a Bionicle set to build.
Yeah. You'd be surprised, Daniel. We all three had X-Pods as kids. All had a nostalgic. So everyone watching this,
we probably lost half the viewers.
There it is.
Very confused, but all three of us, I think, would have gotten this and any other X-Pods we could grab, just because why not? They were $3 each, or this is probably, I don't know what the original retail on this would be, maybe $20 for the whole game board or something.
$25
maybe. Yeah. I think Austin was asking what video we were filming today, and we were talking about how it was best sets from 2004. I was like, sorry, it's only open to people who are alive in 2004.
Yeah.
I don't know, he might have been born in 2004. I don't know how old he is.
Other people that we know on the channel, like Joe, were born in 2003, so he would have been like an infant. He wouldn't know all this stuff, so it's good.
2004 was really some of the earliest sets that I have, like, specific memories tied to.
I would have been about 9 or 10 during this year, so it's a very nostalgic, perfect age for Lego. But Garrett, what's your first one you want to bring up?
So, the first one I'm going to bring up, I'm going to, you know, mainly talk about my favorite one, but I'm bringing up the entire line.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the Knights Kingdom buildable figures.
Yes.
Okay.
So, and specifically, I want to talk about Danju. Because I like Danju. Purple is an awesome color. Mm-hmm. Man, to get an action figure, a Lego action figure that's purple, was super cool back then.
Yes. And the newer dark purple, right?
Yes.
Because it wasn't the old purple.
It's not like the purple you're thinking of with like Dumbledore and all that.
Yeah.
It's the like updated purple.
The current purple.
Yes. Yeah. But I didn't have a whole lot of Knights Kingdom figs, but when 2004 came around, Bionicle, that wasn't my favorite year for Bionicle.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ended up getting a couple of those Knights Kingdom characters. And that was kind of a blend of, oh, wait, these actually have joints where you can just snap bricks onto now.
Yeah.
This isn't just Bionicle parts now. We are starting to mesh system into this construction system.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I really liked it. Danju is probably one of my favorites. Santos is a good one.
Yep.
Of course, I think the best one's the King Matthias.
Yes, with the cape and stuff. Yeah.
But, I mean, I've got a soft spot for Danju in that purple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also had Knights Kingdom 2. I had all the original figures, including King Matthias and Vladek. But later waves, I would kind of trail off a little bit. But those were, we had so much fun with those, playing with them. We had the sets, too.
Well,
so.
I mean, they had the canisters like Bionicles.
Yeah,
they had the,
very Bionicles.
Like the action cards that had different things for them. You could replace their shields.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was a lot of cool things going on with them. I mean, they're not super expensive today. But, I mean, back then, they were like Bionicles. They were like $7, $9 for a canister.
They were affordable sets back then, but Daniel, did you ever pick up any of these? I'm guessing not.
Nah, it wasn't really my kind of thing. I still don't think I've met anyone who's ever actually like sat down and played the card game or whatever you're supposed to do with the cards.
I didn't have enough friends back then. No,
I think they're good for what they were, but it's not my cup of tea.
Hmm.
Well, fine, Daniel.
Sorry to break this.
Go ahead and you move on to yours then, Mark.
All right, geez Louise. Oh. Downer Daniel over here. Okay.
I'm not going to lie to you and be like, yeah, this is awesome. I'm going to get a palette of it.
It's Lego. You're supposed to say it's good.
It's okay. It's okay. That theme is actually polarizing.
It is. It's very strange.
The Castle fans of the decades before were absolutely not having it. No, kind of like Nexo Knights for us.
Even Bionicle fans don't really like those sets. No. They are weird.
Not normally.
They're not Bionicle compatible.
No.
So, I mean, they're strange, but I wanted to bring them up because of how unique they are.
You enjoyed them. I enjoyed them.
Yes. Well, Garrett, you're not the average Bionicle.
That is true. That is true.
The superior Bionicle fan over here. Okay. moving on. 2004 had some nice original Lego themes. There wasn't a ton of licensed stuff like Star Wars or Harry Potter, but one of the sets that I loved and I got as a kid, I think I got it for Christmas, was Ogle's Mountain Fortress, which was set number 4748. Had 436 pieces, was $70 back in 2004, and had a bunch of figures and a bunch of great pieces. So it had a lot of dark red, had a really cool raised base plate. One of our sets is falling over there. And just a bunch of fantastic pieces, including the 8x8 trans light medium or medium light blue plates, which are hard to find, very expensive. They were in Winter Village and stuff. So I loved this set playing with it as a kid. They did have problems where the cannon would eventually get too weak to open the doors, so you kind of had to use your imagination a little bit. Yeah. But what did you guys have any experience with Mission Deep Freeze from Alpha Team?
I didn't personally own any. Some of my neighbors down the street had some, so we would play with them sometimes. But apart from that, I mean, I built one on the Joy Building one time, I think, when I was filling in, and it was that one. I also had some trouble with that opening mechanism. Yeah. But it was really cool. It was a unique color scheme. It was probably one of the first themes that majorly used a sand color as one of its like core color. Well, I guess Life on Mars, but...
Well, that was a lot of sand blue for the good guys' vehicles.
Blue.
Yeah,
it was a lot of sand blue, which was awesome to get a lot of new parts that way. Mm-hmm. There were other good things about Mission Deep Freeze. Got some cool minifigs. You used that, red decoder piece thing to look at this stuff. So there were some fun play features.
Absolutely. Do you ever see the Ogle's Mountain Fortress?
That is the big skull fortress, right?
It is, yeah.
What a cool looking set. I mean, just from a design perspective, anytime you have a big bad guy with a skull fortress.
Yeah.
It's pretty metal. There's Castle Red Skull, there's Gray Skull Cat, there's all sorts of stuff.
Ogle's got his own skull fortress.
So I love that, but also that gave us one of the cooler Bionicle pieces ever, Tahu's Flame Sword in black.
Yes.
That's right.
It comes with about, six of those?
Four or six,
Shadow Toa. And that's the piece you need if you want to make all the Shadow Toa, which is something I've been working on for now. But
that's pretty cool.
That's a special set for me because of that.
I didn't think about that aspect of it, but they were totally the teeth that you could open up as the door, which is very interesting.
But not only that, the set's great, all the sand blue and Deep Freeze is awesome. And then that set alone that's one I would 100% pick up.
Yeah.
I never had any Deep Freeze as a kid like you. I mean, I had friends in the neighborhood who had it, older kids. Mm-hmm. And I got to see the mobile base and all that. And so, I mean, I have a soft spot for it, but never had any of it.
Yeah. One of the few themes I collected every single set.
Wow.
Like everything. Ooh. Polybags and all. So they're no longer
just
together.
Deep Freeze or like all of Alpha Team?
Mission Deep Freeze. Okay. I had a few of the other Alpha Team sets. The first wave was a little before my time of collecting stuff, but second wave we got a couple sets, and third wave that was our prime kid Lego years. So love those sets. But again, another approval. I'm doing really good.
Doing
I feel like
good.
Yeah, this is.
We had one of these for a long time. I think we finally sold it.
Yes, we had one sitting back there. The box is a little beat up, but it
was the one
sold.
I had done on the Joy Building. Yeah, which probably was months and months ago.
We still got one or two Mission Deep Freeze sets out there. I think worth keeping an eye on if you like that theme. They're pretty affordable. Like I said, it was $70 originally. It's maybe I think it was $150 maybe.
Yeah.
Not it's not that
very
much.
Certified
if you're looking for that, I think even the rare pieces don't price it out too much. So, Daniel, what's your next one?
I'm going to do another one that's like a bunch of little small stuff. We're going to do the Star Wars mini sets, Series 3.
Ooh.
So this was $44.92 through $44.95. The one I liked the best was the ATTE out of this one, because what was unique, I think, about these mini versions compared to like what we get today from Star Wars in like polybag form that you find at the checkout at Target is, first of all, the packaging was really cool. But, like, a lot of these had some really nice printed parts. And you would never see printed parts in a poly bag, probably I don't know, in a very long time, if they ever did something like that again. Mm-hmm. But some really nice printed parts on that ATTE. You got headlight bricks in trans neon green, I think. Ooh. Might be exclusive to that.
I would think so.
But just some really fun, nice stuff. I always like these minis. I'm still slowly working on trying to collect them all. I think I'm down to about two that I'm missing, I think, from the first wave. But they're neat little things. They come in a cool plastic box package. So
yeah,
I find them fun.
Yeah. And how many of those did they make in total, and like what kind of years? Are you aware of
that? They made three series of four, mm-hmm. and then there were also some weird like polybags and extra add-ons and weird like Kabaya versions or something. But you could get most of them for $7 retail, roughly average. Some of them might have been a little more, a little less. Mm-hmm. The ATTE was $7.63 parts. Most of them now are between like $30 and $50. I think like the Millennium Falcon one is still probably the most expensive, the one with the big printed dish on it.
That's hard to find for sure.
That's where that dish comes from. Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen that piece. I'm always like, okay.
Yeah, because it should have been old grays. Mm-hmm. I think even though it was 2004.
It's
it was
right there in that grays. Switchover.
Yeah.
Period.
Great set, Daniel. I think we both approve that. We would both collect those if given the opportunity again. So
I picked up one or two of them.
Yeah. Especially if you buy them here on credit.
Yeah, exactly. And we do see these every now and then, so hopefully your collection is completed sooner rather than later. So
we'll see. Might have to get the last few on Bricklink.
Might have to. But Garrett, what's your third one you want to bring up?
So I think
second one of the
we
third.
Are going to talk about. I'll keep it with a Deep Freeze because I've got a Deep Freeze set on here. Yeah. That's one of my favorites. So this is a set 4743. It is the Ice Blade.
Mm.
This is such a cool set, in my opinion. It's essentially just a big ice skate that you put a driver in, and they just go. It has like a rocket on the back, and what's cool about Deep Freeze sets, in my opinion, is the way they all have like a transforming feature.
Mm-hmm.
So this one, you can like, I think you move like the cockpit around, and then like you fold the front of it, like turns into a helicopter almost.
Very convenient,
which is really really cool to have it just fly across the ice and then. So that set, just for like the function of it, I think is awesome. And then also, I mean, all the sand blue is just great.
Yeah.
All the awesome. The trans orange, I mean.
That printed cockpit
this,
piece.
This is the one set like I would hunt down from Deep Freeze.
That's cool.
I really like this one.
And it was pretty small and affordable back then too, right?
Yeah, it's one of the smaller sets. It's only 104 pieces. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it takes up a good space. It's about that big, I would say.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But for 104, that's back when Lego was using a lot of bigger pieces. I mean, they're using the Bionicle Ice Skate Blade, which is like that big.
Yeah, and those huge slopes and cockpit. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so. Yeah.
This also has, I don't think it's an exclusive color for that Ice Blade, but it only comes in like one other set, a Batman set.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a flat gray.
Yeah, kind of like a grayish.
And the Bionicle, they use pearl silver for it all the time.
Gotcha. Very cool.
But yeah, very small set, just. Cool one I wanted to mention from Deep Freeze.
If that was your favorite one from the line, that totally makes sense.
Yeah.
It's
like the smallest one, but I think it has the most personality.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I think Steven got that one, so it was part of our collection. We loved that one. It was probably the best transforming.
That's what sticks out good to ones. Me. All of them have a feature, but like this one really stands out. The way that whole like centerpiece just spins fully around was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I remember the one in the Mountain Fortress. It's like a car, but it like kind of bends in the middle and becomes like a standing turret that you can launch a giant missile out of. It's crazy.
There's some weird stuff.
Yeah, really cool play features.
Mm-hmm. Well, another one. We're doing really good so far. Let's see how I can mess this up. Okay, yeah. All right.
Oh, I know what you're going to do.
Okay, so at the bottom of my list is set number 5942, Pop Studio.
Yeah.
It's a Belleville set. It came out in 2004. As you guys know, I'm a big fan of Belleville. I'm a huge advocate.
Oh, really? You are, Mark? Belleville. You like Belleville?
What?
And,
what? No.
There are some amazing parts, even in this somewhat humble set. This one has about 102 pieces as well, Garrett. And it's originally was about $22, which is a little more on the expensive side, but it's because it had a lot of chrome, a lot of fabric, a lot of metallic fabric, some huge transparent curved dark pink pieces. Which I have this set. I got it sealed. It's amazing. And I would definitely go back and get a few more just for the parts alone. I'm not a huge fan of the Belleville figures. I think all the parts are really shining through in this set. But I know you guys have some strong opinions on this kind of theme, so I'm curious to hear what you say, and hopefully some of the comments will back me up that Belleville is kind of cool. We'll see. What do you think?
Go first in this
who wants to dive in on this one?
let's see. Is there a way to, like, take the Belleville character's arms off and, like, put a ball joint there?
I think like the ball joints are smaller than the
So I can't put like a Tahu sword on one of them?
No.
I'm not worried about it.
You can do anything with tires and rubber bands.
Yeah, with enough ingenuity you can. But
I will say, some of the Belleville sets, they do have some crazy pieces. I mean, there's a lot of like exclusive colors and like chrome parts to Belleville.
A lot of chrome.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
But like, I like seeing Belleville parts pop up in other sets. I always talk about a Time Cruiser set that has a Belleville bathtub in it as a furnace.
Exactly.
Nice.
So, I like Belleville's for like the uniqueness of it, but mm-hmm. Even back then, I don't know if I would spend the money to bring it back.
I think
I might just leave it where it is.
Yeah, they've gone up a little bit, but not too bad. I think it's because I'm like the only big Belleville fan in the world.
I think
maybe.
You're single-handedly making the market spike on it.
I know a handful of other people.
In Europe, that's the problem. Nobody ever here bought them.
Yeah.
I have bought some from Europe before. They're hard to find over here for sure. What about you, Daniel? What do you think about Belleville?
I might surprise you with this one. If I was in a time machine and I could take today's money back with me, and these were $22 a piece, I'd probably pick up like 3 of these.
Yeah, yeah. They're pretty good.
I'm not buying a pallet like I imagine you would, but I'd pick up a few of these.
Fill the whole time machine with just top stars.
Do something cool. Do something cool with this one.
They're great. Anyway, I love Belleville, and I got kind of a mixed response. That's way better than I was expecting. Yeah. Not just a harsh no. So I'll take that as a win. Daniel, what's the next one you want to bring up?
I'm gonna jump a few down. Let's go with let's go to Spider-Man. So I guess it was the second one we said came out this year. So these sets should have been in honor of
Spider-Man.
Of it,
the power of the sun.
Yeah,
in my
Doc Ock's Hideout, 48.56. This one was 486 pieces and retailed for $50. So I think we've got one of these built out in the case.
I think so.
And I think y'all had done one on Joy of
we
Building.
We built this on the Joy of Building, if I'm not mistaken.
This is the one. It's like a crazy. It's like a boat shed type of thing with his. You know, crazy machine thing in it.
It's like a purple disc in there.
Yeah, there were some crazy parts in it, which is really cool. Some really nice, I forget if they're stickered or printed, but the window parts on them have a really cool design on it.
They might be printed, I don't know.
Yeah,
or stickered. We'll look at the pictures and make sure. Yeah.
This was a cool one, and with it being Spider-Man and coming with some hard-to-find minifigures, if you wanted one sealed now, it'd run you about $500. So you're looking at about a tenfold increase in price there.
A lot of that's that Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Was that the dark blue version then, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was starting to look pretty cool with that figure, which still holds up very well today. So.
Oh, yeah.
I remember all these Spider-Man sets, and I think they're really cool. I had a couple of them, actually. Not this one, so I would definitely pick up a copy of this just for nostalgia's sake. So.
Yeah.
I would 100% pick one up. Not only is, like, the original trilogy of Spider-Man my favorite, not only is Spider-Man 2 probably my favorite, that's the Pizza Time movie.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Pizza
Time. Yes,
pizza time. But no,
you're late.
The sets are great too. So like, I would 100% pick. I mean, I'd fill the time machine up.
There you go.
With you know, subway rescues and
all
the rest from that
series. Good ones. Yep.
There were some Jack Stone figure Spider-Man sets that year too that we definitely glossed over.
Anyway, want to talk about Jack Stone Pirates?
No.
Yeah, Jack Stone Pirates too. Those are great.
Garrett, tell me your next set is not Jack Stone related.
Okay, so this is the
Super
Big Wing Paraglider. No, we're going to talk about set 10156. This is the Lego truck.
Ooh.
The Lego Semi.
Yeah.
This is the version. I don't think it's the version that has the actual trailer with it. It's like just the cab. But this is one of the last times I remember seeing chrome in sets.
Yeah.
Is that this uses the chrome like smokestacks. But anytime we get a Lego branded set, it's just so cool. Anytime we get like a Lego truck or a Lego store, like that's just something they don't do too often in cities. And especially back in 2004, that was a cool thing to see.
Absolutely.
I wish, this isn't my favorite Lego truck. I wish the Toys R Us truck had come out this year, so I could talk about that.
Yeah, there you go.
But this is a very good runner-up, and I mean, look how cool that minifig is. He's
a
cool
great.
Dude.
Anybody that has that headpiece, I swear, is just an instantly cool
dude.
Just
a cool dude.
It's just a great face print.
But no, I mean, this is only, I think it's like 160 pieces. I mean, it's not much, but just I love seeing the Lego.
Yeah, it's like a 4-wide cab, right?
Yeah. I love seeing the yellow Lego trucks. They're always cool.
It's a shame that they reserve a lot of that like Lego branded stuff now for like inside tour
sets.
It's
only
like
inside
exclusive.
Tours, store openings.
Yeah.
Because I mean, there's like a smaller like Lego van now. that's like 100 parts. Yeah. That was for our grand opening.
We'll get like a Lego retail store like almost every year. Yeah. But those are just kind of getting redundant at this point.
It's
like
ever since the modular Lego building from Bricklink, those have fallen so far.
Yeah, they pale in comparison.
But no, I mean, this is like classic Lego car building, and the fact that it's a Lego truck with chrome elements, I think it even has. Yeah, it's got the chrome, like, trumpet pieces still.
Yeah, the, like, horn pieces.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, just, that's real nostalgic for me. That's cool. The last time I remember seeing chrome, besides, like, lightsabers and stuff.
I think you're probably right. I'm guessing at this point, or shortly thereafter, chrome was getting phased out completely.
They stopped it, I want to say, like, right around when they changed the grays and, like, the golds and everything.
Mm-hmm. They're using up the last parts.
I mean, chrome gold is still around because they make the ring. To my knowledge, the last chrome silver piece was the Dooku lightsaber hilt in that Yoda versus Dooku battle.
I think, what, 2013?
Duel on Geonosis.
2012, 2013, something like that.
But, I mean, you're talking like the very tail end of its life.
Yeah. But a very cool set. I remember seeing this and wanting it in the catalogs. It was very nostalgic. And I think this set is a little bit more collectible and expensive now.
This one and the one that has the trailer, they both run over $100 now, I want to say.
Yeah, I believe
pretty cool. I never had any of like the Lego trucks, but I always wanted one. Because I remember like having, you remember like old the Hess vehicles and stuff?
Yeah.
Having those when I was a kid. And so like having like a Lego truck always sounded so cool to like haul like I'm hauling sets to the grocery store in my city. That's always something that I wanted to do in a Lego city as a kid.
Yeah, it's almost like a Christmas Village vibe to it. Exactly. You know, it's like it's the Lego truck.
Right.
Yeah, it's cool. Well, doing really good. I can bring the mood down a little bit.
Let's
here.
Do it.
See, I got, this set is from the theme Clickets. It's set number 7532.
Stop the podcast. Stop the show. Do we need to have an intervention, Mark?
Hey, if I could go back in time to 2004, these are the sets I would grab.
I'm not getting in your time machine. Garrett and I can share one. You're going to fill yours up with junk.
Clickets throughout
I don't know. Okay, you got a banner over here. We should have put that
here's
up.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. 2003, which we did 2 months ago, is also had lots of Clickets. 2004 also had lots of Clickets. I'm going to talk about them. I have a giant Clickets banner in my studio. It's gonna happen. Okay.
All right.
You know how valuable the space in a time machine is, Mark?
You're right. The set name is My Special Storage Space.
Insult to injury.
Which is not a great name by any stretch of the imagination. 115 pieces, and it was originally about $35, so a terrible price per parts ratio. However, this is almost a desk's worth of stuff. Okay, you've got a huge panel background you can assemble in different shapes if you want to. Tons of flower pieces of like a trans dark pink, trans orange, all these different crazy colors. You've got an actual Lego pencil and ruler, and a bunch of other cool stuff. So it's just hundreds of cool Clickets accessories.
So this was like a back to school like starter pack?
I think it was like a desk organizer set. So it's just my special storage space, you know? So this is the biggest Clickets set, I think, from this year. There's another one that was kind of winter themed that was very close to. It might have been bigger. But I love Clickets. I only have a small, like a little sandwich bag of Clickets parts, and I wish I had a whole table's worth because they're so cool. And I've seen them incorporated in mocks in a super cool way before, and like New Hashima, like Daniel likes to do. And so I would get more of these. And I'm very curious to hear you guys' thoughts. You do not have to hold back. I want to hear your spicy takes. I know this is not your favorite. Garrett, you look like you're just ready to chomp at the bit. What's up?
No.
Daniel?
I just kind of zoned out for a little while. I'm sorry.
The greatest intel is to be ignored, right?
I'm one who, like, I love unique parts. I love things that are weird in Lego. I love things that when you look at them, you can't tell if they're Lego.
Mm-hmm.
I exclude Clickets from all of that.
Clickets are the worst for you, then,
let's just say I bought more Dots packs than I bought
That's a good way to put it.
I like Dots, too. Maybe I got dropped too many times as a kid. Get in the comments and let us know. Are Clickets worth mentioning on Between the Studs? Let me know. If it's not, I'll stop.
Worth mentioning, sure. And maybe in the obscure Lego themes video.
Yeah, that we have done before. Oh, anyway, Daniel, redeem us. What do we got?
Let's bring it back. All right, I got to pick something that's pretty universally agreeable. All right, let's go with the Maersk container ship.
There we go.
10152. Oh, yeah. 988 pieces retailed for $75. This is
no way.
Good. This is a pretty good deal parts-wise, especially compared to some other similar parts ones I had on my list. Mm-hmm. Problem with this one was you better love putting on stickers.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, is this the version that has, like, 200?
I'm pretty sure this is the one that has, like, 1,000 stickers
in it. Yeah, and, like, half of them are the same.
There's probably, like, 3 sticker sheets.
It's a lot of Maersk stickers on there, right, for the containers?
I'll go ahead and pull it up. But, yeah, so retail for $75 back then, but it was an obscure thing, so not a lot of people bought it. I've always thought it was cool that Lego has had this partnership with Maersk, but a lot of people just don't really get it, I guess. I don't know.
I think it's kind of like that Hess vehicle. Yeah. It's like
kind of like what I just talked about with the Lego truck.
Transportation. Yeah. I mean, it's collectible. It's unique. It's different.
Showing transport. Showing cargo.
Yeah. It's a oh, yeah.
There's 2 sticker sheets, 4, 5, 6, 7, 4, with about 14 stickers each on them. Oh, no, sorry, 3 sticker sheets. Evil. So you're looking at least 20, over 30 stickers at least. Oh, no, that one has, the gray one has more. I don't know, it's a lot. Evil. It's a lot of stickers.
And they're all the same, and you're all getting them on.
It's not as bad as the most recent, the more recent version of the container ship, the Maersk ship, I think had more.
That's the one that has like 152 that are all the same.
I think it's, I think it's
wild.
Like, okay, so it's one set, but you have so many in the one set. Was it really not worth just printing the part?
Yeah, it's like, it probably would have been for saving
I would think so,
money.
But I don't know. That's Lego for you.
Yeah.
Now, did they use the exclusive color for this one? Or is
this
that,
one
is
should
that
be
to the
Maersk.
Train
this one should
only.
Be Maersk blue. Yes, I believe this one's Maersk blue. I think the only ones that they stopped doing Maersk
is
blue
the
on
updated boat.
Is the modern ship.
Yeah.
I think they switched because by then they had Medium Azure or whatever it is. That's close a very
enough.
Close comparison. Yeah, this is all Maersk blue.
Wow,
nice. A lot of inverted slopes too because they didn't use a prefab boat hull.
No molded hull. Molded hull. But yeah, lots of interesting parts that we got in that color for that one. Mm-hmm. Mostly pretty standard bricks and slopes and things.
Yeah. Cool set for $75. I'd definitely get one. They're pretty expensive now, right?
So. Yeah, well, you know, a lot of that value is just in the parts, but also in the history of what it is. Yeah, if you wanted to pick up one today, it'd be about $250. Right. So not nearly as bad as the train, which is just expensive because it's a train. But, and also probably because there's a more modern Maersk ship if you really want one, but still, you're going to pay up for it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, would you get one, Garrett?
I'd 100% pick one of these up. Not only for, I mean, not an exclusive color, but essentially an exclusive color to, like, a sub-theme.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, I mean,
like
just,
Little Robots Blue?
Exactly.
Another notable inclusion from 2004?
Yes. Just like that. But, I mean, this is cool. It's kind of like the Lego, like, Boeing plane they did. Like, not a lot of people know about that. Not a lot of people know that Lego has these Maersk sets. I mean, they're cool. I think just for a novelty value of being like, hey, did you know the set existed? That's a cool one to have.
You're talking about something people don't know existed. We should talk about the Lego Stanley Cup. You look that one up on Bricklink. It's about
honorable
6
mention.
Pieces and half of them are chrome.
Yeah.
Was that a Lego sticker on the chrome pieces?
Too? Yeah, yeah, they have a sticker on it.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, a little Lego Stanley
You
cup.
Couldn't convince me to put it on my list, but it was still pretty cool.
Honorable mention.
Garrett, what's your next set you want to talk about?
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and bring us down after that one.
All right.
so and I'm the downer.
This is going to be set 8713. This is, you ready for the set name?
Yes.
Limited edition 500 pieces.
That's it.
That's the set name.
Okay.
So
it's like basic brick, right?
Like basic brick.
Like a brick bucket.
Think about a jumbo container of cheese balls, right?
Yeah.
Dump all the cheese balls out and fill it with 500 Bionicle parts.
That sounds amazing, actually.
Yeah, I think it retailed for about $40.
They knew their target demographic, let's put it that way. I think we should start packaging our bulk Bionicle
That's
parts
what I'm saying.
In cheese
this
ball
giant jug. It comes with parts and colors that were never like released in sets. It comes with masks that weren't released in sets. You can get a dark gold Mask of Time. In this set, and that's about a $60 mask now, so that already pays for your entirety of that 500 bulk.
Yeah.
But this is also one of the only other sets to include the pin and axle combo in white.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The only other set that includes that is Kadok and Gadok from the Borog Queens.
Wow. Yeah.
So this is a weird set that comes with a lot of expensive parts. And I love that limited edition 500 pieces is a set name.
So was the entire inventory of it like the same amongst every bucket or were any of those parts random?
No, it was the same amongst every bucket.
So it was an inventory thing. Okay, interesting.
But I know you also, I want to say, I have to go back through the inventory, but you get like It's like a metallic axle.
Interesting.
And it's like the only like set that ever appeared. It's like you only get one of them too. It's like a two-length like pearl gold, like not pearl gold, like pearl like dark gray axle.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild. So some weird colors, weird combinations, and 500 pieces. I mean,
for like $40.
How crazy do you think people would get if they actually came back with something like this? You know, I mean, like that. Well, it's just modern
like,
times.
It's just like the classic sets. You know, I mean, it's always great to pick up. You know, just a brick pack. Hey, I need some translucent pieces. Well, hey, there's you know all sorts of stuff I need. Mm-hmm. Those are always great for stuff like that. But I mean, this was like wave one of Bionicle just finished. We're getting into the new like arc of it. People are, like, everything's changing. Here's extra pieces to build more. Like, that was so hype back then.
Yeah.
To just be able to get all this extra bulk.
So what you're saying is... Even if Bionicle was around today, I don't think they would do something like this. I mean, they didn't do it with, like, dots, like having a pack of, like, useful colored dots. They haven't done it with a lot of other themes with, like, specialty parts. I mean, I think LEGO's answer nowadays is just go on bricks and pieces and order stuff if you want.
Because they very easily, they could have sold, you know, a, not like the Mosaic Maker set, but like Mosaic pack that's literally just like a rainbow colored dots.
Yeah.
And people would have bought that for $60.
Yeah. So, but instead, they all had to be, you know, the colors that people didn't really
want.
But
this is the first of three different sets like this. There's one in 2005 and one in 2006.
So, good
that
years.
All come with 500 pieces and kind of, you know, different inventories. Hmm. But this is the one that stands out the most to me because this came with that, you know, the Mask of Time and you get those white axles.
So, how rare would you think these are nowadays to find one like that?
To find one like sealed? Impossible. One.
Impossible?
Wow. Yeah. I've never seen a listing for one anywhere. I've never seen sales history for it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I've seen jugs before. And they're expensive. Like the
container.
The container by itself is like $100.
That's insane.
And it's just because it's this big cheese ball jug that says limited edition, 500 pieces, Bionicle. Yeah.
Wow. That's
so crazy. This is one I couldn't give you a price on. I have no idea. I'd pick up pallets of these back in the day.
You'd open a portal and just push
Jump
them all through.
Yeah. And start throwing them in.
Back the truck up. Beep, beep.
But again,
I would be helping you, Garrett. That'd be amazing.
Like you said, this is something I don't think LEGO would ever do again. And like, this is like a product of that era of making these super expensive big parts and just throwing them out in one set. And here you go.
Well, but it speaks to the fact that LEGO wanted you to build your own, wanted to support you building your own stuff and having access to parts.
Now they're just like, kind of before, the instructions.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, even back then, they would do like little service packs for like trees and separate parts. I mean, they've been doing that since the 60s, but... They just really don't do a lot of stuff like that anymore. The answer is pretty much just go to
figure it
pick
out.
A break or break some pieces.
Well, to all the LEGO executives watching this video, take notes because your core demographic from 2004 is right here talking about.
Bring back cheese ball containers.
I agree.
Cheese balls.
Alrighty, what have I talked about here? We talked about my special storage space. Okay, I just got a few left. I'm going
to
save a good one for last. So
we're
we have
to the last two?
Yeah, I think we have two last ones, I think. Unless I missed one.
I think we're
But next set I'm going to talk about is set number 4776, and it's called Dragon Tower.
Ooh.
Now, it's not the Dragon Tower you might be thinking of. It's a
this
Duplo.
Is the one with the big red dragon and the castle and the knight figure.
This is that one.
That's all true.
If you looked at the picture for this, you'd think it was action figures because it's Duplo figures, and they're big, and they have these giant weapons, and there's a cool-looking castle right there. 63 pieces for $30.
He's talking about that version.
Yeah.
So this is
it's good. I like Duplo Castle.
This is a last minute addition for me because there was we were wanting to pick similar sets. Me and Daniel we made a compromise, but no, this one's great because the Duplo Dragon. I like the Duplo Castle sets well enough. I've got a few of the pieces and some of the shields and stuff, but I haven't gone too far with them. I would love that Duplo Dragon piece because it's
Lance
huge.
Lance down in Orlando has one.
He has one?
Maybe sweet talk him.
Need to talk to Lance about that. But they're very hard to find. I don't think they sold a lot in the United States. I think it's more of a European thing. I could be wrong. But very hard to find. Very cool. And one of my friends at Brick Fair Virginia in 2016, Steven made a cool dark red dragon. And he swapped that out for the Duplo Dragon. Then asked him to show him his cool dragon that he built. We walked over there and Steven was flabbergasted.
Nice.
To see a Duplo Dragon in his scene. It was great. So I have some fond memories of that too. But for $30, I'd grab a couple of these just because why not? But what do you guys think? Are you guys a little bit easier on Duplo Castle sets?
I actually enjoyed the Duplo Castle parts. I somehow ended up with a bunch of these when I was a kid. I don't think we bought any of the sets. We must have somehow gotten some sort of grab bag bulk thing or something that had them in it.
Yard sale or something.
There were some cool wall panels. There were these like trap door sections with these grills that would drop out. All of the sort of crenellations and things. So it was fun parts. It was stuff that was really unlike anything else you'd seen in Duplo before. I mean, most of the stuff prior to that was just your primary color basic bricks, and these were some really specialty parts that they made for this, which was very fun. Most of the things I ended up building out of Duplo were castles, and even with those parts kind of mixed in with the rainbow colored stuff.
What do you think, Garrett? Would you collect some Duplo dragons?
Man, if I had a really good case of baby brain, I'd be all over those. That's all I can say. But I don't know. I don't know if I'd go back and get them. I think they're a cool novelty, and it is better than a lot of the Duplo we'd gotten up until that point.
This is the coolest Duplos that I could think of, but
I would probably pick one up just because.
Not
like,
Tulo or Zooters?
Zooters are cool, though. No, we talked about those before.
I used to like absolutely despise a Duplo until one day when I realized that it's compatible. Then I was like, oh, Duplo's kind of cool.
It's filler, yeah.
It's kind of cool. I'd pick one up just to be like, oh, you want to see my castle display?
You show up to the castle zone at a convention, you drop your Duplo castle down, everyone's going to stop and take a look.
Well, it may or may not be worth mentioning, but a little off topic, but they're teasing right now the Lego house set for this year. And may have something to do with Duplo. I don't know. We'll find out. Here in a couple weeks.
Duplo
probably.
Adjacent, at least. We'll find out.
I hope it's a Duplo yellow castle.
I don't know.
I'd get it. That'd be cool.
Maybe by the time this video comes out, we'll know more.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be out in the next couple days, but we'll find out. This video is coming out only a few days after we're filming it, so hopefully it's timely. But well, I'm glad that was a not terrible
as bad
response.
As Belleville,
yeah.
Not as bad as Clickett.
You guys are much kinder.
I would pick that up. Way before any Clickets.
Yeah. Clickets did not go well with you guys. That's good to know. Sorry. All right, Daniel, second to last set. What's you got?
Second to last. Let's go with... I really like both of these. I'll go with Hogwarts. This is the second edition from Harry Potter, even though it was based on The Prisoner of Azkaban, because the first edition covered kind of both the first two movies. So this is set 4757. Had 944 parts. So what I was saying was interesting earlier. This is fewer parts than the Maersk ship, but it had a higher retail price. So it was $90 retail for those 944 parts. This is a really cool set. It had a lot of fun play features. There was a wind-up motor piece kind of hidden behind the clock face. Yes. And it powered like three or four different play features. Like, you could wind it up, and then there were like these different gears that you could engage or disengage to activate the different play features. So one of them was like the pendulum swinging back and forth in the clock tower. One was, there was like a big portcullis gate that would like raise up. It also had those big brown kind of Belleville doors on the front. It's like the most expensive color, I think, for that part. This is also the one where you get the Trelawney minifigure, which I believe is still the most current or most expensive Harry Potter figure.
The green outfit, right?
The blue one. The blue one, with the sort of, it's a weird color. It's like a light purple hat or something.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, and she's got the big glasses. I believe she's still the most expensive Harry Potter minifigure that was available in a regular set. So, she was in this version of Hogwarts as well. If you want to pick up a sealed copy of this whole set, it's going to be about $400 to $500. So,
wow.
Only about, five times the price. Yeah. Not as bad as some of the 10 times.
Average,
That's a pretty big increase in value, but I can see why, though. It's a really cool set.
Yeah. A lot of interesting things going on with this one. You had the moving staircases, too, you could play with. So
that's cool.
Does this have the dark purple Dumbledore in it, I believe? Or is it a different era? Maybe
I think this is that one. Okay. Not dark purple. It's whatever that other... I think it's that same weird color. It's
old
like
purple?
Light purple.
Yeah,
it's
light purple. Yeah.
The earliest Hogwarts ones were regular.
That's
purple.
The color I was thinking of, yes.
Yeah, this is that light purple one.
Not too long ago.
They switched to the light nougat heads.
Yeah. Not too long ago, just a few week or two ago, we talked about Harry Potter figures, that was one that I picked because it was so cool. So if that's in it, I definitely give this set a thumbs up. That's awesome. What about you, Garrett? Like Harry Potter?
I'm starting to like it more and more. I'm currently reading through the books. I'm reading through the second one as we film this.
Wow.
I'm enjoying it the more I read it. So, and I honestly kind of prefer the older Harry Potter sets to the new ones.
They have a charm, right?
The more old Harry Potter stuff I see, like the old Shrieking Shack is awesome. That is such a cool set. Yeah. So, I'd probably pick this one up just, to relive kind of that era of Harry Potter again.
Exactly.
That's something I never got into until, like I just bought my first Harry Potter set this year.
There you go.
So.
You're getting into it late in life, exactly. But it's good. It's kind of like
better late than never.
Yeah, I never grew up with Bionicle either, so that's me now as I'm getting stuff that right. I knew of as a
and
kid.
That is a great Dumbledore fig. Yeah. So I'd pick it up for him, too.
For sure.
Nice. Well, nice.
Great set, Dan. Good choice.
Oh, thank you.
I'm excited to hear what your last one is, but first we have to get through Garrett and myself. What do you got, Garrett?
Okay. So after that great set, me and Mark are just on this video today.
We're here, man.
So we're going to go ahead and bring up set 5359, and this is the Blockodile.
Yes! Yeah, baby! This is what we've been waiting for!
The Blockodile! So this is, if you guys have...
Hold on.
Go grab one.
Go get those bad boys on.
I had to bring it up. I had to.
I was worried this was going to be relegated to an honorable mention.
Mark was like, no, we wanted to bring something rare. You can still get this. We're talking about this. This is good. We got them in, I don't know how long ago, and they will not move.
Yeah, get them in here.
Blockodile!
So, essentially, what these are, there is a older, Lego vacuum that's way smaller than this.
Mm-hmm. The red one with the yellow. I have one of those somewhere.
So, you essentially roll this across the floor, and this top part will spin and eat the Duplo bricks to clean them and put them in here. It's a way for you to pick up your collection when you're done playing.
Yeah, mom or dad, after the kids leave them all over the floor, you don't want to step on them in the middle of the night.
You got a handle right here.
The Duplo one, I didn't know existed until these came in. It was a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm. Way cooler.
It's so funny looking. I love the way these are.
It's perfect.
But this was an actual set. It came with 26 bricks for you to build maybe a Duplo tower.
And vacuum up.
And then get it. But, yep. These are just such an oddity that I had to mention them. I would pick a couple of these up to have a Blockodile army.
Yeah, you can pick up two of these and put them on your feet like slippies.
Oh, dude. I want
to
see somebody do that.
Then you're immune to stepping on Lego. You can just slide your feet. It's like the Crocs with the snowplow on the front.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah.
But this is like...
They're literally Crocs.
Little gimmicks like this I wish Lego would still do. Like, there's nothing... quite like this.
No. Yeah, this is special.
This is the stuff you used to see back in, 2004 up through maybe like 2008.
Yeah.
And there would be that little back corner of the Lego store where all the clearance stuff was.
Exactly.
And it was always the notepads, the snow globes, the mugs, like all the not Lego stuff, which now we think is really cool, but was not appreciated in its time.
I'd also like to point out that that might be the largest purple piece ever produced.
Largest dark purple and bright green.
Yeah. It's certainly bigger than the Galador.
It is.
Yeah.
Now I want to use it in a mock somehow.
It's got stud connections.
Oh, good luck.
It has stud connections.
You could actually do it.
You can integrate this
only
somewhere.
On the top. Yeah,
put this in the machine.
You just have to build all around it. No, I think Mark's got the right idea with a spaceship. Make these four legs into some big thrusters or something.
But no, I mean, such a weird one. I had to bring it up.
I did not
see
that coming.
Would you guys bring one of these back?
Given that we have on the table for $30, I think I'm good.
I'll tell you what, Mark. You've got till Friendship Timber to figure out how to build something out of this.
I can do it. I can use both of them in that. Uh-huh. I'll have a giant ship. But because we currently are lucky enough to have a store where these are
exist. A pair of Blockodiles.
I'm good, Garrett, because I would be filling up more of those Bionicle cheese tubs of Lego. But
fair.
These are cool. If you want one, call us now. Our operators are standing by.
For those of us who don't work at Atlanta Brick Co., this is actually something you really want to go back.
Yeah,
to, so.
I definitely had never seen something like this until I started working here. But I'm glad he exists.
Why does it say Sully on the front? Is that his name?
I think
his name's Sully.
Yeah, does this one have a name?
Is that one
that
named?
Wasn't what it was listed as. Oh, this is a slightly different one than that? Are the stickers different?
No, I don't know.
Mm-mm. Oh, no, it's just he's got a red plate in the back.
Yeah.
Weird.
Hmm. Yeah.
Why does it say Sully?
This is his name.
It's labeled. Okay.
The other right. one's Kenneth.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Oh, well, great choice, Garrett. Very surprising.
That's
very
good.
Surprising. All right.
Final round?
Yeah, I think this is my final set, and I think we each should have one left.
Yep.
But the final set for me is going to be 10133, which is the Burlington Northern Santa Fe BNSF train.
Yeah.
407 parts, which may be the most, almost the most of any set that I have. Originally was $40 for this beautiful little train engine. It's a great color scheme. I think it has a few stickers on there. It makes it kind of hard to reassemble. Mm-hmm. But Great little set. I actually really wanted these trains as a kid. I don't think I had any Lego trains mm-hmm. growing up, but I always kind of, you know, it's like the Lego truck. You want it. It looks exactly. cool. It's branded. It's real. And looking back, it's a great price because now a sealed one goes for around $700 maybe would be a good deal. So to get a few of those.
Corey's probably got like six of them.
He has at least three or four. Yeah, no. Imagining how small and affordable a set that was, you could fill up a whole wow. container of these, you know, travel back now and be a wealthy person. Mm-hmm. It'd be great.
You fill up a Maersk container.
Exactly, exactly. No. So I just, this set's cool. I missed out on it, and I'm not planning on getting any anytime soon just because the extreme value. But would you guys make this financial decision to get one back yes. then? Yes.
Oh, yeah. Not only for the price of this, but, like...
It's cool.
This is, like, the orange and, like, dark green, yeah. like, diesel train. And, like,
yellow.
I love the style of, like, that diesel freight train.
Industry.
It's so cool looking. And the fact they did it orange, like, there's, like...
What, you didn't like the hidden side one?
I love that one. Oh, I have okay. that one. Yeah. I know, I do like that one. But, like, they don't... The orange train, like, that's cool. Like,
it's a cool color.
They've done yellow... Like with the express train or whatever it is, mm-hmm. but not orange again. Something that vibrant, that industrial, honestly.
Exactly. Yeah. And then Daniel, you'd get one. Yeah. You don't even need to talk about it. It's good. Well, what's the final set you want to bring up for 2004, Daniel?
Final set. I'm going to talk about my favorite theme, which is Castle.
I was excited. I'm like, wow, yeah. Daniel, nice.
It is a Citadel of Orland though, which probably is one of my favorite castle sets.
Yes.
I've been pining over this one for years and years. This is probably one of the first sets I ever tried to part together on BrickLink, like mm-hmm. trying to source all the parts for it to put it together myself. Probably ended up spending more money than I could have just bought one for at the time. So instead what I did was I scrapped that one and bought one sealed at Brick Fair Virginia last year.
From a friend of mine, actually.
From a good friend. So anyway, this is set 8780, has 442 pieces, and retailed for $50. And if you want one now, sealed, it's about $250. So again, you're looking at about a 5x increase in price. I think that is what I paid for it. I usually don't talk about what I paid for stuff, but I'm pretty sure $250 is exactly what I paid.
Yeah, you paid the retail now value for it. Yeah.
So. Which is, that's just what they're going sometimes. For.
It had a beautiful box and everything. So.
But the play features in this are outstanding. The minifigures are outstanding. The cards I really couldn't care about. Well, I could care about them because I got the wrong cards in my sealed copy, which is frustrating.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of cool story,
though. It's neither here nor there. Yeah. But if you want to watch me build it, I think there was a Joy Building episode where we did that, too.
You documented that whole experience on our YouTube channel.
I only open sealed old sets for special occasions.
You can watch Daniel open it up and go, these are the wrong cards! Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
I want my money back! Gary!
Where's Gary?
Well, no, it's interesting because we got a bunch of Knights Kingdom 2 sets traded in the back recently that were ones in bags, and there was a Citadel back there, and I opened that bag up and it had the same wrong cards.
Mm-hmm. So it must have been
somewhere in the production they ran out of the cards for that set and they just started chucking whatever cards in the box so that you got something.
They made it work.
But they were not the ones that were like theoretically for the set.
So, me and Garrett have already said this, but we love the Knights Kingdom 2 action figures. I also love the minifigure sets. However, this is one that I never got and still don't own to this day. I love this.
Should have bought it from Gary.
I know. I was thinking about it. I love this set so much that as a kid, I rebuilt it even larger with my own pieces.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
So, I made my own cool customized version. Same window techniques and everything. Just kind of trying to emulate that style because I loved the design of this set.
Well,
so.
Maybe soon here you and I could collab on like a really big, fully fleshed out
Maybe
Citadel
we'll do that.
Only.
Yeah,
that'd
anyway.
Be cool.
It's a fantastic set. I will get it one day. And we do get them in built. And I was looking at one built in the case and thinking about getting it. And then a little family bought it. And I explained to them why this is the coolest set ever. And they left with their lives trajectory change, so it was great.
I think that probably was the one that I had traded in, which was my one that I parted together. So good to know it went to a good home.
Yeah, so,
instead of DeMarc's bulk bin.
That one would go right on the shelf. But I'm looking for that one. That's a good set, and definitely would get a sealed copy going back for $50. That's a great deal.
Yeah, that's wild.
Would you do that too, Garrett?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a phenomenal set. I mean, one of the best castle sets. I consider Knight's Kingdom to be castle. I'm one of those guys.
I do too, yeah.
So, I'd pick one of those up. It's a great display piece.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I mean, even by today's standards, I would probably pick up a few of these and do like a rebrickable style, like supermodel, and just combine several of the same set into a bigger version.
Yeah, the comic in the back of the instruction booklet showed all the little things they would do, and then kind of more you could imagine too. So there's always more to add to the Orlan Citadel build. So one day, that's a great idea for a collab.
Love that
collab
little guardian guy with the green spear. It's just a cool,
very mystique, such a vibe. So all right. What you got, Garrett? What's your final set you want to talk
about? Take us home.
Alrighty.
This could be good or bad.
So this is actually one of my favorite Bionicle sets ever. I have to wrap up with Bionicle because it was a good year in 2004.
Yeah.
But this is set 3287. This is Taka Tunuva. So this is a combo pack. You get two sets in this pack.
That's the chicken of the sea, right?
Yes, of course. So, no, you get Taka Nuva, which is the seventh Toa. He's the guy who has the gold Mask of Life, one of the coolest ones. And he also has, like, this, like, motorcycle, like, floating motorcycle build that
speeder
he rides around on. Yeah,
speeder.
Super cool. But it also comes with Makuta, the big bad guy of the wave. So you get Makuta and essentially your hero. You get your big hero and your big bad guy. But not only that, you also get a exclusive version of the Mask of Shadows that is molded to look like the movie version from the movie that came out in 2003. That's about a $150 mask now.
Ooh.
And this is also a combination model. So you can take Taka Nuva and Makuta and combine them into Taka Tunuva, which is from the movie The Mask of Light, where they do end up fusing together, and that's kind of how they defeat him at the end.
By melting into him, right?
It was a good essentially, and evil kind of.
And not only, we'll throw a picture up, but I mean, that's a cool looking model.
They really like beefed him up. It looks pretty cool.
That's what I love about Bionicle is not only like you just get here's your good guy and your bad guy, but like you can make something crazier.
Yeah,
that's cool.
So any of the combination stuff with Bionicle, I love. There's a couple of those combo packs where you buy one set, you get three different sets and like an exclusive mask or something. And this is probably one of the best ones. The first one they did like that.
Yeah. Well, Daniel, would you choose to get this?
Just for you, Garrett, I'll get one.
See, I know you would. I knew you
throw it on the pile, in the container, the merch container we're taking back.
Throw one on top of my Dragon Horde.
Now, I would definitely pick this up, because those are two of the original Bionicle sets that I'm missing on my shelf. I have all the first wave of Toa, second wave of Toa, Borok. I don't have the Roshki yet, I will get those eventually, too. So that's on my list to get, and I wish I could get it for whatever it retailed for, probably $50, $60.
I think it was $50.
Yeah, so, gosh.
And I'm excited. I mean, that mask alone pays for it now. Yeah. That's the thing with collecting these masks, man. If you want a full collection, you've got to hunt down that from that one combo pack.
You also need to work for Wall Street or something.
Exactly.
Independently wealthy. Yeah,
exactly.
So. Anyway, some fantastic sets, most of which have gone up in value, some of which haven't. Clickets. And, but a great selection of amazing nostalgic sets for many people. And some people probably haven't heard of a bunch of these as well. So.
Yep.
Thank you guys so much for watching. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. We'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye.